What up, it's 1615 Media Group, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and I just want to welcome everyone to the podcast. If you've never listened before, 1615 Media Group is a reflection of Mark 16:15, which has instructed us to go into the world and preach the gospel to all of creation. So we're using the podcast platform to do God's work, and we are praying that he continues to anoint this platform so that we can continue to do so. For those of y'all who are just tuning in to me, you can find me on social media. I am on Instagram and Facebook at Ronnie Ranson. That's R-O-N-N-I-E, last name R-A-N-S-O-N. Hope everybody's been blessed. We are so in love with what we're doing, trying to spread this good old word across the nations. If you want to share it, please copy the link and share it to your page. If you agree with the scriptures that we are reading and the way we're reading it, we're trying to do it with a little bit of swag, trying to put it out there with some style. If you notice, my podcast segments are always titled something very simple so that people can automatically gravitate towards the message and they can understand where we're trying to go with it. This message is going to be coming out of Genesis 26. You know, there was conflicts at the wells. People in your life sometimes are envious. People in your life sometimes are jealous and they try to stop what you do. But this message is called Can't Stop, Won't Stop. You can't stop, won't stop. See, when God has something for you, as long as you're obedient, you will prosper. Amen. It don't matter who gets in your way. It don't matter who tries to stop you. It don't matter what people say about you. If God has something for you, you can't be stopped. Can't stop, won't stop. I could think of some times in my life that I had people, adversaries out slandering my name. I've had people that I love most. Seems like the people that you love most are the ones that try to stop what you're doing or block what you're doing. If they can't be a part of it, they want to prevent it from happening. You know why? Because they don't believe that blessings can happen to them. They don't believe that if they're obedient to God, they too can receive blessings. So what they do is they just sit back and watch you get blessed and think that it's not possible for them. And when they realize that you're becoming more and more blessed as days go by, they get very bitter and very angry and they want to stop you. And sometimes people go to the extreme of even killing an individual. Killing an individual because of the hatred. You hear terms all the time, quit hating on me. Isaac had to deal with his own batch of haters. Now, as you remember, just like his father Abraham, he had to lie to the Philistines and tell the Philistines that Rebekah was his sister. See, Abraham had to do this with Sarah because he was so scared that if they found out that he was the husband of Sarah, that they would take him out. See, so he lied to the Egyptians and said, hey, Sarah is my sister, even though she was his half-sister, but that's another day. He lied to them because he didn't want to die. But see, God had so much favor over Abraham. You know, God came to the Egyptians and basically said, look, man, you're going to have to chill out or you're going to die. So they let Abraham and Sarah go. Well, Isaac, too, is dealing with this situation, but with the Philistines. So he tells Abimelech and all those guys, hey, man, Rebekah's my sister. And when they found out that it wasn't his sister, because Abimelech was looking out of the window and he sees Isaac caressing Rebekah. And that's when he discovered that's not his sister. That's his wife. So he comes to Isaac and he says, hey, why did you lie and say that this was your sister? And Isaac said, because I didn't want to die. Well, then Abimelech actually has favor in the situation and he goes to the Philistines and he tells the Philistines, listen, if y'all don't let these people go, there's going to be a problem, in a nutshell. So Abimelech had favor on him because he knew what God was capable of. He had already dealt with this situation before and he didn't want to deal with it again. Okay. But then the Bible says that Isaac sowed, this is in Genesis 26, verse 12. Isaac sowed seed in the land, and in that year, he reaped 100 times what he sowed. The Lord blessed him. See, Isaac was one of those people that was doing what God told him to do. And as I just said a while ago, sometimes you could do what God tells you to do and you'll be blessed. But a lot of people don't believe that they too can be blessed. But Isaac did. He was sowing seeds and he was reaping what he sowed. The Lord blessed him. The Bible says in verse 13 that the man became rich and he kept getting richer until he was very wealthy. He had many slaves and the Philistines got very, very envious of him. Matter of fact, Isaac became so powerful that the Philistines came and told him, "You need to leave because you are far too powerful for us." See, imagine this. Imagine you seeing somebody making money. Just put it in today's time. Let's say you live in a little town. Somebody comes in your town and they just got a lot of money. They've got beautiful people. They've got a beautiful wife. They're reaping what they sow. Sometimes people become envious of you and they tell you that you need to leave. And sometimes people go to the extreme. They'll try to harm you if you don't leave. See, this is what Isaac was dealing with. But he was so obedient and respectful, he left. Okay, and he began to camp. Verse 17 says he began to camp in Gerar Valley and he lived there. And he reopened the wells that had been dug in the days of his father Abraham. And the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. What it means by stopped up is, see, Isaac had these wells. And these wells had imagine like a pipeline. But back then it was you had to dig your own stream. Well, the Philistines clogged up his streams with dirt so that he couldn't get any water anymore. That's how jealous they were of him. How many of you guys have people in your life that are trying to clog up your stream? They're trying to clog up what it is that you're trying to do. They're trying to stop and block and prevent what you're trying to do. Because God has something so special for you and people don't like that. They're trying to clog your stream. Can't stop, won't stop. See, and Isaac didn't stop. The Bible says that he went and he made another stream. The name of this stream was Esek. That's E-S-E-K. Now, after doing a little research on that word, it means heated disagreement or contention. That was the name of the well that Isaac dug up the first time after he left the Philistines. And, you know, the reason he named it Esek was because the Bible says that when his servants dug in the valley and found a well of spring water there, the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac. Quarrel means, you know, got into an argument or a disagreement with Isaac, and they told him, "This water is ours." So he named it Esek because of that, because they argued with him, heated disagreement or contention, right? So imagine you go into a little town or you move into a new place and you find a new way to make money and somebody tells you you can't make money here. That's our money. He was dealing with that, which is why he named that stream Esek. Okay. Then they dug up another well. See, Isaac didn't stop even though he had haters. On that first well, he didn't stop. He said, "No, I'm going to build another one. I'm going to dig another one." They dug another well and got quarreled over with that one also. So he named that one Sitnah. That's S-I-T-N-A-H. Sitnah is another word for hatred or disagreement. So he had two situations here. The first one, they disagreed with him. He still dug it. He still made his money, sowed his seed and reaped his harvest. And then he made another stream. He didn't care. He didn't care who was in his way the first time. He said, "No, I'm going to make another one." But see, the third one that he dug up was named Rehoboth. And Rehoboth is a word for open spaces. And they did not quarrel with him over this one. "For now the Lord has made space for us and we will be fruitful in the land," is what Isaac said. See, what if he would have stopped? What if he would have stopped on those first two wells? Like, "Man, I'm making people upset." See, sometimes when God has something for you, people are going to get upset. And you can't stop because people are upset. You can't worry about being... Listen, when God is trying to give you something, people are going to be mad at you. You have to understand that. But that doesn't mean you be silent or you quit. You follow instruction. You see? Because at the end of the day, if you're quiet about God's blessing, then how is a person going to know what it's looked like to be blessed? Isaac was one of those people. He was reaping what he sowed, and he had no shame in continuing. I don't know what it is that you're going through right now that's making you want to be quiet about your blessing. There's a difference between being humble and being quiet about your blessing. I didn't say if you make $1 million, go throw it and make it rain in every nightclub. I'm simply saying, understand your blessing and continue to grow. Continue to sow more seeds. Continue to reap what you sow. Because it's not your fault that you're blessed. You see, it's not your fault that you're obedient. It's not your fault that you listen to instruction. But do not be silent about what God is doing for you. And have no fear in continuing. Can't stop, won't stop. I want you to share this message with everybody who needs the motivation to continue to go. Can't stop, won't stop, baby. It's 1615 Media Group. We love you.